British mystery and crime writer Ruth Rendell, one of the most prolific authors in the genre, has died at age 85 following a stroke in January. Rendell was best known for creating Inspector Reginald Wexford, a character that was later translated for television, becoming a popular series on British and later American TV. Rendell produced novels at an astonishing pace, more than 60 books over four decades, including 20 featuring Chief Inspector Wexford. She brought to the classic mystery a psychological depth that gave readers unusual access to the emotional makeup of seemingly ordinary people capable of foul deeds. In an unaired interview we did with her in November of 2014 for her most recent novel, The Girl Next Door, we spoke about how she thought she'd grown as a writer over the course of her career.
Well, I hope I'm better at it, of course. One always hopes that. I don't know. I think so. I think I may be better at it. I would know if I had, well, declined. And I don't think I have. So I'm glad, because I would like to go on writing.
Is it fun? Is it still an enjoyment to work out the puzzle in your head?
Well, it's not an enjoyment to work out the puzzle so much. It's a great enjoyment just to write. I enjoy writing very much. If I didn't, I suppose I would stop. And I do enjoy it. It's a great thing for me.
One of the things that I read about you when people talk about your work is they say that you often push the reader out of their comfort zone with the psychological books that you write. Is that a conscious decision to make people think?
Yes, I suppose it is. I don't want to write sort of pedestrian stuff, which would be give the impression that I was just writing to keep going. I don't want that. I want to enjoy it, and I want to make people enjoy it too. And that's the main thing, that they should enjoy it and be surprised, perhaps sometimes, be astonished and find it pleasing and be frightened as well sometimes, yes. I know that I can give people suspense and I can frighten them. And I think we enjoy being frightened sometimes, and that's what I do.
What do you think it is about us as a people that we enjoy being frightened? We enjoy allowing you that honor of saying, okay, lay it on us, frighten us.
Of course, I don't really know what it is. There's a lot of things I don't know. But there will be some kinds of being frightened that people don't enjoy. And I don't think I do that for them. There can be a kind of terror. And some books do that. Horror fiction does it and gives them terror. I don't do that. I give them a certain level of fear that they know it isn't going to get any worse, I think. It's all right. It's good. It's pleasing in a way.
Your publication history is fascinating because there are all of these standalone books. There, of course, is the Inspector Wexford series. There are the books that you have written as Barbara Vine. Is that a conscious decision as to what you are going to take on at any given time?
I don't plan for the future. I've never done that. Barbara Vine came into being because I had an idea for a book which took me long, long time before I wrote it, which was quite different from anything I'd done before, I thought. And I thought, well, it'll only be one. But it was very successful, I'm glad to say. And so then I wrote another, and now there are 14 Barbara Vines. The other books, well, I try to make them different. I try to, I think I've said this before, but I don't want to sink into a kind of passive or pedestrian way of writing. I want it to be fresh and as new as I can make it.
Do you think of Inspector Wexford as your legacy in some way to the crime fiction genre, that this is the character you have given us?
Well, you know, I don't really. People ask me if I have been asked if I'm in love with him, which seems to me to be quite ridiculous, of course. But no, I quite like Wexford. He's very much like me, of course. He has my own tastes and inclinations and habits and ways of living. And, he's a pleasant companion. But, you know, when I'm not writing about him, I don't think about him very much. I leave that to my readers.
In leaving that to the readers, though, this is a character that has really captured readers. It is a character that they like to read about. I assume it's your most popular character. And I'm curious as to how he was created and what you make of the fact that he resonates with so many people.
Well, of course, when I wrote the first book about him, which was the first book, which was From Doom with Death, I didn't know that I was going to have him as a companion, in a way, for the rest of my life, because I thought it was a one-off. And, of course, he was successful. And then I realised that he wasn't really the sort of person I wanted to live with, and so I made him more literate, more liberal, more sensitive, I hoped more interesting, and then I was stuck with him, and that was all right.
Do you think that, as you mentioned, that he's very much like you, so you get to say things through this character that you would like to say?
I do, yes. I let him, he has my principles, my ideals, my feelings of what life should be like. And he is the mouthpiece for these views. Not altogether, not all of them, but to a great extent. If what the things that Wexford says, I would say.
What has it been like to age that character, to bring that character through a career?
Well, it has been a bit, it made me wish that I'd made him younger when I started, of course, because he got to be too old to be a practicing policeman. So I've retired him now, but I rather like that. I like it better, indeed, because I can do exactly what I like with him. And yet he is still somebody who, what should we say, administers the law, but he's freer. Of course, he doesn't have to abide by these rules. He can do as he likes, and I rather like that.
To be able to capture us, the reader, and to bring us into the mystery, what you seem to have this uncanny ability to do is to map and understand the criminal mind. Give us a sense of where that comes from, of understanding the psychology of the criminal that you can write in such a convincing way.
Well, of course, I don't know where it comes from. I do know that I can do it, and I don't think that there's any particular gift. What I do is I put myself into the shoes of somebody who would be like that and ask myself, well, what would I do next? How would I behave in this way? And it seems to work, and that's all I can do. I don't have any special knowledge of the criminal mind at all, except that perhaps we all have the power to understand, the ability to understand what the criminal mind is like, if we just imagine it, be in that place, do it. We may not like it very much, because we don't, but I think that we know that we can do it, I can do it, and I can convince people that this person, these characters, are like that.
You have such a rich and an incredible life and success as a mystery writer, and I'm interested in, as being a fan and as someone who has read almost all of your work, both Barbara Vine and Wexford and the standalone novels, that how much do you think in reading the books that you have published, how much do you think we know about you?
That depends on how you read. If you read studying what I say and absorbing it and thinking about it. Few people do, I'm sure. But if you do that, you would know everything about me.
It all comes out in some way.
Yeah, it does. I'm very aware of that and rather pleased. I don't think I could keep any aspect of myself a secret through, because I write so much. It's all there.
Ruth Rendell speaking to us in November of 2014. The British mystery and crime writer died at the age of 85 over the weekend. You can hear the complete interview on next week's book show. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.